Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It turns out, among the celebrities a couple nights ago in town for the Stark event at the Armory, where I got Mr. Mahler was at, was George W. Bush.
It's a good get.
George.
Wow.
W. Bush. The, what would he be? The 43rd president of the United States.
Nailed it.
And he then stuck around and spoke at the course where I caddied growing up and just a couple miles from where I grew up. And I'm assuming that's why he did it.
I think he requested the course. Hey, I know Chad used to caddy somewhere. Get me there.
Yeah. Golden Valley Country Club. They have an enormous clubhouse at Golden Valley Country Club. Also, if you just want to say, among the most fun golf courses in Minnesota, Golden Valley might be number one. Par five after par five after par five. The daunting two par fours, the 7th, the 16th, the tightest par three on the planet, the 14th hole, 16, you got to hit for the steeple. It's just a great, great golf course. And do you know who introduced George W. Bush? One of our economic gurus, in fact, our definitive economic guru, Brian Belsky.
Really?
Who's on the show tomorrow. And from an insider friend of mine who saw Brian Belsky, who is an avid listener to this show and hears Belsky, and is not someone who always offers flowers, he said Belsky was fabulous. And he also said W was great. So, and again, it wasn't like, you know, W let loose on, you know, Trump. He was diplomatic, but it was also clear what he was getting to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to all of a sudden say, you know, I love the Bush presidency. I will always wonder where the Bush presidency could have ventured if he would have made a couple better choices in forming his administration. Because George W. Bush, in the 90s, in Texas, absolutely was a compassionate conservative who worked with a lieutenant governor who was a Democrat, and they worked together, and he wasn't a fake conservative. I mean, Donald Trump's a rhino. He's a Republican in name only because he saw the lane. W's an actual Republican conservative, but he worked with folks. But then he brought in the Prince of Darkness as his VP, and he put the then Cheney put the band back together with Wolfie and Rummy and you know, Clinton missed a great opportunity to kill Bin Laden. And then the August memo that Condoleezza Rice was showing Dubby and the folks about flying into planes, and we didn't take as serious as we should have, and we were hit. And at that point, he had the country in the palm of his hand. He had the bullhorn. He threw the first pitch. He gave the greatest speech of his life on the floor of Congress a couple weeks later. And we went and attacked Afghanistan as we should have. And then we decided to go to Iraq, and people lied about Iraq being tied to 9/11. So who knows what kind of president. And then, you know, then they handled Iraq in an utterly incompetent way. Acted. Remember, Dick Cheney, we're going to be greeted as liberators. We're going to be waving American flags.
Didn't really work out that way, did it? No.
Administration's like, wait, there's Sunnis and there's Shias. Who are these? The Kurds? Who are these people? It's like they had no idea. Katrina and too many things fell apart. Almost to quote W, do I think deep in his soul he's a good person? I do. Deep in his soul, do I still think Donald Trump's a good person? I don't. You know? So W would be up there. Dave Harrigan gave you no warning on this. And again, I want text right now. 651. And we're going to pause right now so we have plenty of time. 651-461-9226. Give me somebody that you would like for an hour, and they're going to be as honest as they can be, and you'd like to hear this individual.
If we're talking politics.
Doesn't have to be, by the way.
Well, I've got a few from different walks of life, I guess.
Yep.
Bush or Obama. Either one, I think, would be great. Former presidents. Seen a lot. Very good speakers. I'd like to hear them both. Pope Leo would be very interesting.
He's probably number one on my list.
Yeah. He'd be very up there. I'd also love an hour to hear Bob Costas.
Okay.
Love Bob Costas. Always have. I'd love all the stories he could give me from his decades of leading sports coverage at NBC, Olympics, all the stuff.
Okay, let's go. Well, let's pause. Who else do we have? Politics, media, actors, everyday citizens who've rose up and have become remarkable. Sully. For a while, Sully be way up on this list, right? You know? Who else do you have? You could see anybody for an hour, and candor is going to be overflowing. Who do you have? 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett & Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I feel like you find a way to use this song often.
I haven't pulled this one out in a while.
Didn't we just have a firing bumper theme in the last month or so?
No, we always have a quitting the job theme.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mock people that get fired. That's below bumper theme, Chad.
Mm.
How dare you?
Believe me. Judy Woodruff or George Clinton from Parliament Funkadelic.
Okay, P-Funk in the house.
Would you want to have Judy and George Clinton? Who's the rock and roller right now? Is it Mick? Is it McCartney?
You know, I'd rather hear Mick.
Yeah, because if it's Bono, you might be there for 5 days.
And you'd feel really bad about yourself when you left.
Exactly. I mean, you just feel so inferior, right? God, George Clinton. I mean, for me, it would have been Prince. If all of a sudden a guy who would out of nowhere make a media appearance or two, but more often than not was very reluctant. If all of a sudden you're in an hour with him,
yeah,
and candor.
Might be like the Super Bowl press conference where he just says, I'm going to have a concert instead.
Yeah. Prince! Prince! It's my father chasing after him.
Through 5 levels of security
exactly.
Already with Bob Hagen,
about
right?
About to get shot. And then Prince goes, no, I know that guy. Thinking of you, I think Tiger Woods would be a good choice. If he's going to give us candor, sign me up.
Sure.
Then he's probably, I mean, if you told me right now I get to interview anybody and it's for me, okay, and the person is required to answer questions, I can think of somebody in my life now. I can't acknowledge that person. Okay, so put that up aside. Well-known person, it is Tiger Woods for sure.
Well, that's because you always, I mean, you've already interviewed Jack Nicklaus many times.
I have. In fact, so. Jack, if you're listening, if you just want to call in today, I've missed you.
Oh.
I've missed you.
It's nice of you to say that. Nice to admit that.
And last week he won $50 million from his own company. If I can get Tiger to say, yep, I blew it leaving Butch Harmon. When I had the most flawless swing and was destroying everybody. Yep, I blew it when I started training with the Navy SEALs. Yeah, I blew it because I was so cheap and didn't get a burner phone for all the chicks I was sleeping with. Yep, I blew it with all the other dumb things that did in my life. Yeah, I was on the gas pedal the entire time, did not hit the brake once when I was in California in, was that early 19 or early 20, where he almost died, okay? And, yeah, I had Steiny, my agent, pay that small town in Southern California about $15 million to bury that police report.
February 21 was the accident.
Yep. Day before, he was on the Riviera coverage, and he looked as puffy as can be. He looked horrible. Somebody says, if they must tell the truth, Tom Emmer. That'd be a good one. That would be a good one. Greg Allman, find out why he really, really fired Dickie Betts. Dave Harrigan singing, someone says. I mean, you get that now.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson. The stories, at least the ones that he remembers, would be entertaining. I'd love to listen to Major Garrett talk about his experiences and his insight to our present administration, all in confidence. He's pretty dang candid with us. I think people should go back to the Major interview at the Western White House before Mr. Smarty Pants only brought like 9 clubs to play Stone Eagle. Okay. But do you remember his candor about his family?
I do.
I mean, he told me twice during the break. He goes, I cannot believe I'm saying this to you right now on the radio. He goes, I can believe I'm saying it to you because we've become pretty darn good friends. Because I'm saying this about everything that happened with his family. Search, anybody who loves Major on this show, and you should, there's no better guest on the planet. There's no better regular weekly guest on the planet than Major Garrett. That's how much I think.
I remember the candor on the family. Candor in another interview with him when he spoke about just giving up alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to hear J.B. Smoove speak for an hour. The caveat is that I would like for him to speak as Leon Black. Yes, that's it.
You bring the ruckus for an hour.
You bring the ruckus. Number of people saying our guy Patrick, for sure. Get an hour, Royce. By the way, again, another podcast. We just gave you 45 minutes of Royce on his 80th birthday, and he was 0 to 10, 100, because he just is. This is a ball person, Jose Altuve. Yeah, Jose, what about that jersey? Don't take my jersey off.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Wetterly. Someone says, somebody worked at Starkey and said the Dalai Lama came, spoke to employees for about 45 minutes. I stood about 15 feet from him. It was amazing. Pretty dang impressive.
Yeah.
Bill Guerin of the Wild. Is he cranky? Is he patient? And I'm getting another spam call right now. Oh, goody. Billy Guerin, early next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.